Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
Osteoarthritis is the most common form of arthritis affecting millions of people around the world, and you might be surprised to learn that it can even affect Olympic athletes. My guest, and we're so pleased to have her here, is Dorothy Hamill. She's world champion, Olympic gold medalist, Dancing with the Stars alum, and a very nice lady. Welcome to the show, Dorothy. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Melanie. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about your situation. Now, you're coming out, you're telling people that you have osteoarthritis. When did you first notice symptoms, pain? I mean, you're an Olympic athlete. Pain kind of comes with the gig, right?
Exactly. And it was over 10 years ago that I was diagnosed. I probably, you know, I was feeling, you know, getting old, and I just thought it was naturally a progression of getting old. You know, and a lot of wear and tear with all the falls, body slams that I used to do when I was young, and nothing hurt. I just kept doing it, and I'm sure that that had something to do with it. But, yeah, about 10 years ago, I had a really severe, acute neck problem, and that's when I had the diagnosis. So it's taken a while to learn to manage it and to be able to sort of not let it get to the point where I can't skate or move, so it's, you know, and it'll affect, you know, one and two adults in their lifetime. So you know, I'm sure a lot of it is the wear and tear as a former athlete, I guess, pseudo athlete. So yeah, so it's been a little bit of a challenge.
Well, it sure has, I'm sure. And I mean, as somebody who's not that caliber or an athlete, you know, we even, osteoarthritis can affect just the joints that are subject to wear and tear that comes with age. And so in your situation, you maybe let it go because, as we said, pain goes with it. What would you recommend for people that are, you know, maybe not athletes and they're starting to feel pain in their hips and their knees and places that are subject to this wear and tear? Should they get themselves to a doctor pretty quick?
Of course, the first thing is always to see a doctor, and, you know, what works for me might not work for someone else. But the most important thing is to keep moving. And I'm not necessarily saying you want to run the New York Marathon, but the natural instinct is when something hurts, you just don't want to move. You're afraid if you move, you'll make it worse. But that's, as you know, that's the one thing that we must do. We must keep moving, and it doesn't have to be Olympic athlete type movements, you know, and gentle stretching, but just keep the joints moving. And it's just the opposite of what you feel as though you want to do. So, you know, that's the sort of osteoarthritis community and the campaign that we'll talk about in a minute. But it's just you really need to keep your body moving, and whatever it is, little, small movements, gentle stretches. And it really does help. And I find myself forgetting to do some of those exercises or stretching. And when I remember to do it, it's so helpful. So,
when do you do those, Dorothy? I mean, do you like to tell people to get up in the morning, and if they're arthritic and their knees are hurting and their hips are bothering them, their low back, that that's when they should stretch? Or would you like them to warm up a little bit first, get their day going, then maybe do some of these stretches?
I think it's different for everyone. I tend to feel now, I used to be the one who got up in the morning and shuffled to the bathroom and, you know, barely able to move. For some reason, it doesn't affect me as much now in the morning, and I don't have any idea why that is. But I tend to like to do it, you know, a little bit during the day. And part of it is just naturally ingrained in me because, you know, of all the skating. I just kind of get up and I stretch when I get out of the shower, and I stretch when I'm, you know, before getting into the car. But those are, you know, those are sort of ice skating kinds of stretches. So for this, it's, you know, when you're sitting, you know, if you're sitting at a desk, or if you're watching television, and, you know, they're just in this campaign, you know, it's a resource to reach out to people to show them, if they just do gentle stretches and gentle movement, or even just taking a walk around the block, which is not what people naturally feel as though they want to do when they're suffering with their chronic, you know, aches and pains and stiffness. So I think for everyone it's different. The bad arthritis I have is in my neck, and that's the place, you know, carrying bags and suitcases, and, you know, that's just the worst thing, you know, and sitting sort of cramped on an airplane. So it's...
And neck pain, unless you've ever experienced it, you cannot even imagine the pain. It's one of those things like low back pain. If you've never had it, you don't know how painful that really is.
Exactly. And it's just the aches and the stiffness and the chronic pain, and it just makes you very fatigued, and it makes you feel weary. And for me, I didn't really even realize that is what it was. And so, you know, it's just when you do little tiny, you know, when you become just physically active a little bit, that chronic pain will just ease up. And it's just been so helpful to me, for me. I mean, I started yoga. And that really, really helped.
Well, because yoga has so much of the stretching. Now, what about medications, Dorothy? Are you on anti-inflammatories? Are you on any kind of pain management to go along with your physical activity?
I, from time to time, will, if I need to, but, you know, that's...
And I'm not even talking narcotic. I'm just talking about, you know, Motrin or an NSAID, you know, naproxen, something to kind of release some of the inflammation, the hotness that goes with osteoarthritis.
You know, I in the past I've tried to be careful of that, and I've been able to manage my osteoarthritis without doing that recently. If I'm performing or having to do extra rehearsals and I'm really feeling, then, you know, I do have something that I take. But I was on something for many, many years. And what I find very interesting is that, you know, I haven't needed to do that as much. So, and I'm certainly not here to, you know, promote any kind of drugs.
It is great that you're able to come out and say, I'm not really using medication, but I'm managing my pain and I'm managing my osteoarthritis. What about external anti-inflammatories? Are you a fan of ice, heat?
Oh,
what do you like?
Yes. Well, I think it depends on what it is. Now, I've got this low back injury. I have a cyst, so ice is what I have to do. But yes, ice. Heat up my neck, and, you know, I'm lucky to be able to have a pretty good physical therapist and a massage therapist, because with my neck, that really does help me. But I have to say, and I'm not here just promoting yoga, but it was, you know, just, it was one of the yin classes with the gentleman here who has very severe osteoarthritis, and it was, you know, the stretches and holding them. For, you know, he would time the hold. So when you do the gentle stretches, and he'd count to a minute, I think, or something. I think 30 seconds is what in Get Moving America campaign. The 30 seconds is really important, as opposed to, you know, just doing a stretch and think you've done it, but holding it. I find, you know, I'm not a doctor, but I find
we understand
really
that.
Me.
And we so appreciate
it
you being here.
The joints. Pardon.
And we so appreciate you being here. And there's just 30 seconds left, Dorothy. Can you kind of wrap up your story for us?
Learn more about the Get Moving America campaign. I partnered with AZ, and it's Facebook.com, Get Moving America. And it's a resource for people with osteoarthritis to inspire and motivate and encourage. And it's really been a lot of fun to find out other sufferers of osteoarthritis. So... you can learn more, go in there, and we'll have a program that we can tailor to whatever your joints are that are aching and demonstrate stretches and things like that. So,
thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll talk more in another segment.
No,
you're doing great, and thanks so much for listening. You're listening to Train Your Body, Motivate, and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine right here on Radio MD. This is Melanie Call. Stay well.